Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night so far. It's nice and cold in the DMV, and I hope you guys are staying warm, and I pray that you'll pray for those who might be homeless, you know, because it is cold, and it's going to be a freezing night out there tonight. One of the things, I want to talk about several different topics. But before we get to that, we're going to start the show with Let It Go by Trenchy 5-7.
I got to breathe, I need some space, and holding on and I can do it. Try to fix it, impossible for me to do it.
Ooh.
sometimes in life, you know, we've got to let things go. And that was Trinity 57. The number here is 646-595-4311. And I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the DMV area. And one of the things that we've got to do is let things go. You know, sometimes in our lives, we spend so much time trying to figure out which way we're supposed to go and how we're supposed to get there. And sometimes we end up going with so much weight because we haven't allowed God to work in our lives and we haven't allowed God to speak to us in our lives because of impatience sometimes. Just like the song says, sometimes in life you've got to let things go. What do you got to let go? What am I holding on to? What's keeping me from going forward? You know, Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14 says, "My brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching toward those things which are before me, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And sometimes, you know, it also says in the scripture that you have to let things go. It says that, you know, casting down those things, first of all, releasing things, letting things go that are holding you back, throwing aside every weight that keeps you from moving forward towards what God has called you to do. Because I believe that this is the year, this is the season that God is going to move in our lives. And what God wants to know is, are we ready to walk in his things that he's called us to do? Are we ready to walk in the things of God? Are we ready to do the things of God? Are we ready? So you have to, sometimes you have to do that introspection. You got to take the time to pray and see, Lord, what is the way you would have me to go? What are you saying to me about the situation in my life? What are you saying about what I'm going through? What do I need to let go of? And that comes from, and finding that out comes from spending time with God. So if you were to title this message or encouraging words tonight, I guess you'd call it, let it go. Let it go. Whatever that thing is, you know, it takes time. You got to be honest with yourself. I think that God wants us to be real about it. Be real with our sins. Be real with our struggles. Be real with things that we're going through. If we say we have no sin, then we're lying, because everyone has sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. You know, it takes spending time with God. It takes spending time with God. It takes being honest with ourselves. So first thing, you have to pray. You know, you have to pray. Pray, Lord, search my heart. If there be anything that's in me that's unlike you, please remove it. Sometimes you just got to spend that time with God. You got to spend that time with God. You got to spend that time with God and pray, Lord, what is your will for me in my life? What is your will for me? Show me where I've messed up so I can be consecrated for you. I want to tell you something tonight. That those of you who are going through stuff, going through things, you know, sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to sit here and say, no, Lord, this is my sin. This is what I'm dealing with in my life. This is my struggle. But in that time, in that moment of being, some people might think vulnerable, but being honest, in that time of being honest, God can then move in your life. You know, what God wants from us is honesty. Are we honest about it? Are we honest about our struggles? Are we honest about what we're going through? Because it's different for us to say, to look at someone and say, oh, I'm okay. It's another thing, stand for God who already knows the truth and whether or not we're okay. And I think sometimes we don't end up walking in the things that God has called us to walk in because we're so afraid of discovering what is the truth. What is the truth? Walking your truth. The truth is the truth. There's an objective truth, which is God's word. God's word is the objective truth. What we believe is the word of God. Subjective truth. My truth might be different from your truth, but the truth, with a capital T-R-U-T-H, is the word of God. Well, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, no man can tell his father but by him. You know, so I just want to encourage you. We do have our truth as far as my struggle might not be your struggle. The truth of the matter is that it might be easier for me to deal with my struggle than it is for you to deal with your struggle. You know, so that's different, say, walking my truth. But the truth is that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You know? And I just want to encourage you, you know, to stay focused. To stay focused. Stay focused. And that scripture I just now quoted was John 14, chapter 6. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what it means, and I want to tell you this, but this next song I'm going to play is a song that is entitled Consecrated for You, praying that God will take you out of whatever you're going through and use you for his glory. I want to tell someone tonight who's listening that some of the things that might be keeping you back from going forward in this new season is not acknowledging your sin. Before you can go forward, you have to acknowledge that sin. You got to say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. And you got to be willing to name it and be honest. And watch to see what God's going to do. I'll be right back.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Consecrated for You. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was a song from my project entitled All Things Are Possible Special Edition, which is available on CD Baby and iTunes. The other websites are on my official website at gwrightonline.com. Just go to links and you can see exactly where everything is located. But tonight's message, you could say, is let it go. You know, what you've got to do is you've got to pray. And praying to God is you got to be honest. You got to be honest about what it is that God is saying to you. You got to be honest about what God is trying to do. You got to be honest about what it is. And sometimes, you know, we might feel like, I think I know what it is, Lord. But sometimes you got to pray. You know, Lord, you know, I need you. This is what's going on with me. You know, pray. Be honest with God. And then you got to let God speak. So after you've even prayed that prayer of consecration, as found in that song, Consecrated for You, in those words, then you got to allow God to speak to you. You have to allow God to speak to you. You have to allow God to speak to you. You have to allow God to speak. And I say allow, you know, because sometimes we're telling God what we think about the situation. Instead of listening to see what God is actually saying, we're saying, God, you know, like my students sometimes might say, Miss Wright, and they keep on talking, but I didn't ask them for their opinions yet. And I think sometimes we give our commentary to God, but we have to allow God to speak. Sometimes we have to just be quiet. We've got to be quiet. We've got to allow God to speak. We've got to allow God to speak. So letting it go, first we got to pray. And underneath praying, we got to be honest. We have to allow God to speak to us. Because when we pray, we're communicating, we're seeking God. But we don't listen to hear everything that God tells us. So in letting God speak, we got to be silent. We must be silent. We must be patient. And one of the things my mom used to always tell me is this. She would always tell me, patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. And that's one thing I didn't understand what my mom was saying. I just knew that it didn't feel good to have to wait. But sometimes in our lives, we have to wait. So in letting go, you got to first pray. Then number two, change. One of the things that happens is that we cannot say, Lord, be honest and say, God, I'm struggling with this thing in my life. I'm struggling with this, and I need your help. God's going to speak to you. He's going to speak through your situations. He's going to speak through, sometimes speak through people, you know. And the thing about it is that we just have to be sensitive to hear what God is saying. But we've got to be willing to change. And that's the one thing that is so hard for us to do, because we fall into patterns of doing things. But we've got to be willing to change. You know, we've got to be willing to change. And in changing, guys, there are two things I want to say. We have to make better decisions, and then we have to be willing to let God rearrange our lives. You know, this next artist I'm going to play, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about this. This next artist is John McClain. This is Dream On. This is the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm G Wright, and I'll be right back.
I look at myself, and I see a man in the mirror. Oh, that has a dream, that has a goal, that wants to go somewhere in life. Sometimes I gotta go through in order to get through. Things will get better. People have knocked me down and tried to destroy my gear, but they can't find the one inside of me. Cause I've been chosen with a gift. I wanna dream. I gotta be
look at myself and I see someone in the mirror that has some dreams, that has some goals, that wants to go somewhere in life. Sometimes I go through and all
G-Right, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Now, as a new artist, I just played on the show, Mr. John McClain, with the song Dream On. And if you're just tuning in tonight, I guess you could title the message of this night as Let It Go. You know, as in everything in life, there are things sometimes that we're holding on to. And sometimes these things keep us from going forward into things that God has called us to go into. It keeps us from our destiny. And I believe that in this season, that God is telling us if we will be willing to trust him and let things go, let our fear of failure go, let our fear of success go, let how we think about other people's viewpoints of us, let those things go. Whatever is holding you back, let those things go. And I believe that as we let these things go, we make that decision to, you know, I'm going to follow Christ no matter what. We're going to see God move in our lives. You know, first I was saying that letting go, you got to pray. You know, you got to pray to find out, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What things, show me my heart and help me to be willing to let these things go. We got to be honest. We got to be honest with God. We got to be honest. If you know you have a drug problem, don't say, well, you know, I might do some other things once in a while, but I really don't have a drug problem. But Lord, I thank you anyway. You know, be honest, Lord. I have a drug problem. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying if that's your vice, if that's something that you're struggling with, be honest with God about what you're struggling with. Be honest about it. Then let God speak. Let God speak to your situation. Allow God to speak into your life. I think part of that thing of letting God speak that we become so afraid to find out. Because, you know, once we know what God is saying to us and we don't do it, then we're definitely held accountable. Once we know, we're held accountable. So sometimes it's easier for us to ignore things because if we don't know, we can't say we're held accountable. You know, but allow God to speak into your situation. Allow God to speak into your life and to make the changes that he wants to make, he desires to make. Which takes us to the second point. And letting go, you got to pray, first pray. You got to change. You know, this song that Donnie Hathaway. Change. Nothing stays the same. You know, so that whole we gotta let those things that are keeping us back bound, or they're preventing us from moving ahead. We've gotta let those things go. If you're and part of that thing about change is allowing God. You know, God, I'm having a hard time. Help me so I can change. Give me the desire to change. Give me the boldness to change. Because whenever we're creatures of habit. I think as I've become older, I realize and understand what adults have said before. We are creatures of habit. When you talk about change, there's a fear that comes over you when you say the word change. When you talk about change, there's a fear that comes over you because you're doing something that's totally different. You're doing something that's new. You're doing something that's totally fresh. You're doing something you haven't done sometimes, or something that you're tired of doing. But I just want to encourage you tonight to be willing to change. Be willing to take a step. Be willing to say, you know, just pray and be willing to change. Be willing to say, you know, I'm going to do something differently, Lord. I know that I don't need to be around these people, so I pray you'll give me new people to hang with, or I pray you give me the boldness to walk away. But part of that goes with making better decisions. You know, I could say I've changed, but if I'm doing the exact same thing over and over and again, then I'm not really changing. Either I'm fooling myself, or I'm in denial, or either I'm really changing. You know, so everything has to line up. Our words have to line up with our actions. So in making a change, we've got to make better decisions. We can't keep on making the same decisions and expect a different result. It's one of my friends has told me before that they're saying, as far as that's concerned, is basically to keep on doing the exact same thing, expecting a different result, is insanity. That's insanity. So you got to make better decisions. How can you make better decisions? How can you make better decisions? Look at what you write down the things, some of the things you've done. Write down some of the situations that you've been involved with, some of the things you have done. And then write those things down. What have I done when I was in this situation? What's my actions? How can I do something different? You know, write down those ideas and write down how you would normally respond, and then write down what you're praying your next response would be. How will you do things differently? You know, now change is not going to come overnight. I want to encourage you that sometimes, you know, God is able to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. So if God says to you, God can take it away, the desire for whatever thing that you're going through, you're dealing with, God can take that desire away. And sometimes it might take a while, you know, but you've got to make better decisions, you know. If you struggle with gambling, then you need someone to help you with your finances. You know, put some of your money up. If you have someone you can trust, hey, here's my debit card. I need you to help me out. Or here's my debit. Or give some money to your children. Put it in their savings or something like that. Or put it somewhere else. Or you know, make a fund that your money will just stay in. There are different things, ways you can do to help you make that change. But make better decisions. Not only that, why you have to make better decisions, you have to allow God to rearrange your life. It's another thing to say, Lord, give me the steps to show me how I can act differently in this situation versus allowing God to rearrange your life. It's like one time I was praying. I was like, Lord, if you would please take these people away from me, take these people out of my lives, take this situation out of my life. I just prayed for wholesome friends, people who really, really love you, people who really, really have a heart for you, and people who really care for me. And, you know, and what happened was this. You know, what happened is this. I thought something differently was going to happen. But what happened was that friendships ended. And I'm like I was going crazy. God, what is going on? This friendship, why are people tripping just because I said this, just because I've done this? I've always said this, I've always done that. Or people just get offended for no reason, then stop talking to you. You know, it bothered me at first, and then when my friends reminded me, and God even reminded me as well, well, don't you remember your prayer? My prayer was that God will remove whatever situations needed to be removed out of my life. And God did that. Then once God did that, I had an issue. God, how can you take this friendship away? You know, how could you do that? How could you do that? But I want to tell you, you've got to be willing. You've got to be willing to allow God to rearrange your life. You've got to be willing. And basically, you got to get to this point of saying, like, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. You know, so, and this next artist is the Cephas Sisters out of Dallas, Texas. So letting God rearrange your life, it's been getting to a point of surrendering. You know, God, I am not doing it. I am not succeeding in this area. So I'm going to let go, and I pray that you give me the strength. But it's coming to that point of surrender. Are you there yet? I want you guys to listen to this song, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
It's your boy.
Knock, 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 knock. Yes.
And I'm Gerald Hatton. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The music man. Let's go.
Every Sunday, we gather in one place. We gather in his name, and we sing his praise. We sit awaiting, anticipating, and then reject his arrival. Yes, and it's all in vain. He's only welcome in the church house, hey, but not invited into your house. Yes, such a contradiction from the things that you do and what you say out of your mouth. Just like the master, he never goes too far, yeah. And before you know it, he's knocking at your heart. Jesus is knocking. You've been asking for more of him. He's finally come for you.
Won't you open the door for him? Yeah.
Open the door for him. Open the door for him. He'll make it better. He'll make it better, yeah. Hey, every temptation, it never fails. We get on our knees and pray, yeah. Praying out to the Lord for mercy, hoping that he will be there, yeah. Father, Father, he say, Eli, Eli. We say, hear us, oh God. I say, draw nigh, draw nigh. But he's only welcome in emergencies, and when you really need him on your knees. But he wants to love you at all times.
He wants to know you personally.
Jesus is knocking. You've been asking for more of him. Open the door for him. He'll make it better.
He will.
He'll make it better. Whoa. Open the door for him. Yeah. Open the door for him, man. He'll make it better. He'll make it better.
Hey, you're such a gentleman. He'll open your door for you to let him in. So let him in. And he'll make it so much better for you. If you open your heart, it'll be better for you. Me. I counted on him like a trustee. Then he tore my neck with his gross. Ugly, yeah, that's my pop, no bubbly. Without him, you were eating while I'm grubbing, yeah. And no, that's not a knock on you. I'm just trying to figure out what you afraid of. Step out the boat, get your faith up. Go ahead and walk on water like you's a Laker. Or you may be still lost. Vegas, don't gamble with life till it's gone. Or you may be LeBron. Don't play with the heat till the fire comes on.
You guys listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G-Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, the DMV. Tonight's message, even before I go there, the song you just now finished listening to was the sound of Isaac Carey from his latest project. This song is called Knock Knock, featuring T-Wise. I hope you guys like that. I just want to just encourage you, tonight's message is about letting it go. Let it go. We got to pray. We got to change. And then you walk with a new attitude. You know, when I think of new attitude, I think about Patti LaBelle and her song, I Got a New Attitude. You know, and I believe that was the late 80s. You know, you got to have a new attitude and let it go. Have a new attitude. Some people call it getting jiggy with it. Some people call it, what do people call it? Excuse me. Well, people have different names for it, but you got to walk with a new attitude. And when you're walking with a new attitude, it's like this. You're walking in confidence. Some people call it swagger. You're walking in confidence. You're walking in confidence, and you're walking with an attitude of thankfulness and thanksgiving toward God because of what God has done in your life. So you walk with a new attitude. You got to leave your past in the past. So how can you move forward if you're always looking backwards? It reminds me of the story of Lot and his wife. Where I told them, don't look backwards. Don't look backwards. And she turned back and turned to a pillar of salt. You know, in our lives, when we leave things in the past, when we walk with a new attitude, you can't keep on walking and saying, I've gone through all these things, and keep on saying, I'm going to be free, but I'm going to dwell in the negativity. I'm going to dwell in those things that instead of thinking like that, you don't want to think like that. You got to be willing to let things go. You got to leave your past in the past, because you can't move forward if you're always looking backwards. You know, if you're desiring to be free from something, you can't wallow in self-misery about what that thing is, about how much struggle you're having with it. You can't do that. You got to leave things in the past. And also with walking in new attitude, with a new attitude, you can't. Don't let people take you back. People love to remind you of what you used to do, especially when their lives aren't going when things aren't going as well in their own life. It's so much easier to sit back and say, well, you've done this. Then it takes the blame off of me because I don't have to worry about what I'm not doing because I'm focusing on what you used to do. So people would do that. And they see, well, there's something different about you. Oh, you stopped smoking? Oh, yeah, I remember you used to smoke all the time. You used to smoke 24/7. You know, and by the time you leave, you're like, man, you know, sometimes if you don't stay focused, you end up feeling like, man, what am I? You know, man, I was that way off. I was bad, you know. But don't let people take you back. Don't let people take you back by trying to talk about what you used to do. Stop them. Look, that's who I used to be. That's not who I am right now. I want to remind you that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The ability to become new is there. They have become new. So you got to walk as if you know that you are a new creation, a new creature, a new creation in Christ. So when you walk with a new attitude, leave your past in the past with confidence, knowing, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Because you cannot move forward if your hand is always dipped. If something passed, like Achan's sin, when Joshua, they've gone to the new land. They've gone to Israel and you know, their new land, the promised land, and they're had a war. And Achan's sin was that he took something, and God told them, in this particular place, don't take anything of theirs. Don't take anything of theirs. You know, he hid something. He hid it. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm free, I'm free, I'm a new creation. But we have that sin tucked away. You know, and then we wonder why I can't receive the blessings of God, because we're holding on to sin that God has told us to let go of. So we're going to a new season with the same sin. And I believe with God, whoo, glory. We're going to a new season with the same sin. So don't go into the new season with the same sin. Let it go. Just let it go. And daily, you guys, we got to renew our minds. We have to renew our minds daily. We have to renew our minds daily. Renewing our minds is not just it's not just renewing our minds one time in the Word of God. It says this: be transformed by renewing of your mind. You know, you've got to renew your mind. You've got to dwell on the Word of God. You got to dwell and meditate on God's Word daily. You've got to get that daily fix. It's not saying, oh, yeah, I remember a couple months God really spoke to my life and he spoke a word of to me. But I'm not spending time with God's Word. I'm not spending time in prayer. You know, boys, get out and he just, listen to this. We've got to renew our minds. We've got to renew our minds. We have to renew our minds with the Word of Christ, with the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says this. It says this, as far as I'm putting on the mind of Christ. We've got to renew our mind. We have to put on the mind of Christ. How do we put on the mind of Christ? Spend time with God's Word, in God's Word. Spend time listening to God's voice. Spend time doing the things that God has called us to do. Someone needs to understand this today, that remembering that we are new creatures and daily renewing our mind helps us to walk with this new attitude. I can't walk in my experience with the Lord from 2 months ago, because right now that word that helped me 2 months ago might not be what I need right now, but God has what you need if you stay with God. Daily renew your mind. You know, don't go on. You can't go through today, yesterday's blessings. For God, you need a fresh word of God. So I just want to encourage you to letting it go, that you daily spend time with God's Word. Finally, guys, let it go. No matter what it is that you're going through, let it go. Be willing to pray, be willing to change, and be willing to walk with a new attitude. But you've got to be willing on your end to say, no, Lord, I am willing, I am ready, and I'm able to let this thing go. And I pray, God, that you will lead me. Hallelujah. I pray that you will lead me into the path that you have for me, Lord. And right now, someone needs to understand right now that this is the moment that you've been praying for. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. I need you to take some time to spend some time with God. Spend some time in the Word of God. Spend some time meditating on God's Word. Speak God's Word to your life. Listen to God's Word. Listen to Christian music. Listen to inspirational, uplifting music that points to Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life, because you cannot do it without God. You cannot do it without Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. I want to encourage you that in letting it go, you can have these self-help, but what you need is Jesus Christ. What you need is the Word of God. What you need is the Holy Spirit to give you that strength. Now, can you make changes? You can make changes. But in letting it go and desiring God to move in your life, you got to step out the way. Lord, have your way. Getting to that place of surrender, that place of brokenness, that place we say, Lord, I cannot do this without you. I cannot do this without your word. I can't do this without your peace. I can't do this without your joy. I can't do this without your guidance. I just want to encourage someone out there who's listening tonight. I just want to encourage you tonight that you can make it. I want to encourage you that you can let it go. I want to encourage you that you must let it go. And I want to encourage you not to walk in yesterday's blessings, but seek God for today's blessings. Don't walk in yesterday's blessings, but seek today's blessings. And in this, you will see God move things out of your life. Some of you have been praying that God would use you and have his way in your life, but yet when God changed you, when God has taken some things out and taken some things away, you've been going through. But God is saying this: This is the season to let it go. And as you let it go, allow God to bless you. As you let it go, allow God to show you you and be honest about it. This is my struggle, Lord. Don't say that you don't have a drug problem and you have a drug problem. Don't say you don't have a sex problem and you have a sex problem. Don't say you have an addiction, but you do have an addiction. Either you have an addiction or either you don't. And don't say you don't have it when that's the thing, the very same thing that's keeping you from going forward in this season. In this season, you can let it go. And in this season, God will meet you right now. Door of your heart right now. And he's knocking. He's saying, let me come in. He's saying, let me come in. Let me dwell with you. Let me teach you. Let me love you. Instead of trying to fulfill that through these different avenues or allowing people to try to fulfill God's role in your life, let God be in control. Your happiness, your fulfillment is in your relationship with God. This is the season to get it right. This is the season to get it right. Get it right. Let's get it right, you guys. And you might be saying, G, I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that God will give you the strength that you need. I want to pray that God will give you the peace, that God will lead you in this season of change in your life. Now, with that, allow God to do it. And don't wallow in who's not walking beside you. Because I know some of you might have thought, oh, these people are going to be beside me. Because they love me and they're going to be beside me when I'm making this change. But sometimes God will cause those relationships to end so that he can bring a fresh relationship into your life. Or sometimes it's just a season. But whatever it is, I'm going to pray for you right now. Dear God, I just pray right now that you would touch those who are listening right now. Touch their hearts, touch their lives, Lord. Father God, and letting it go, Father God, I pray, God, that they will be willing to pray and be honest, and to hear your voice and hear what you have to speak to them and show them about themselves and what areas they need to change. And Lord, I pray, God, that they will change, Father God. I pray, God, that they will make better decisions and that they will allow you to rearrange their lives. I pray, Father God, that they will be willing to walk with a new attitude and confidence, knowing that they are new creations, that they are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Father God, have your way, Lord. Father God, I pray, God, that your anointing will touch them and cover their lives and cover their hearts. And Father God, I pray, God, that they will leave their past in the past, Father God, that they won't allow people to take them back and to where they used to be, but that they will visually speak, not visually, visually see what you're doing in their lives, and that they will verbally speak your word against whatever's being said against them. And I speak your word over their lives, Father God, that they are a new creation in you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they will let those things go. And Father God, the shame and things that come with some of their struggles, Father God, I pray, God, that they will be willing to stand and trust in you, because you're the only one who can save us. Lord, I pray, Father God, that they would daily renew their minds, Father God. I pray, God, that they would daily spend time with you. Father God, I pray, God, that we will walk, that we would desire to walk in a new word, in a new anointing, instead of walking in an old anointing and an old word, but that we will seek you daily. I pray, God, that we will seek you daily. I pray, God, that we will seek your word. I pray, God, we will seek your spirit. I pray, God, that we will be willing to allow you to work in our lives. And Father God, I pray that they have accepted Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that they will accept you right now. One thing you have to do is say this, guys. Repeat after me. Lord, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. And I need you in my life. I pray that Jesus Christ will come into my heart. I pray, God, that you'll teach me by your, through your spirit and through your word of God, how to walk as you would have us to walk. I pray that you will forgive me for all my sins and cleanse me for all the wrong things and the things I've done that have gone against what you've called for me to do, against what you desire for me to be in this life, in this world. I pray you have your way in my life, and I submit to you. And I pray you come into my heart and stay in my heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And then I want to encourage you to find a good gospel-believing church that preaches the word of God, that preaches God's word and uplifts the name of Jesus. I just pray for you that you will be blessed, remain focused, and always remember this, you can return back to the Lord. And this is the word of God today. So in letting go, remember today, you can return back to the Lord. I'm going to end today's show with Dorinda Clark Coles, Return. I just want to say God bless you, and I'll see you again next week. Be blessed and be encouraged.
Hey, Dorinda, some of our brothers and sisters, they feel like God has left them. Bring them back.
Moss.